Perikoya Koire has been graciously dedicated by the Saschin, Shapiro, and Grossman families, L'Zecher Nishmas Reb Gershon ben Reb Yaakov Saschin, Zichroinu Levracha. May the Torah studied through the Shiurim be an everlasting zechus for his neshama. The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Reish Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Baruch Hashem, we have finished the first parak, and today's shiur will be in Brochas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the beginning of the second parak, and it will be about a very fundamental inyan in Kiyum HaMitzvahs, the inyan of Mitzvahs Tzriches Kavona, something we come across hundreds of times a day. We do many mitzvahs during the day, and many times not necessarily mechaving the kaima mitzvah, exactly all the kavonais, and we have to know what the halacha is b'nigeya doing a mitzvah without kavona. The Mishnah, and Daf Yigimel Amud Aleph, in today's daf, reads as follows: Hayukayir b'toyer v'egiyaz man hamikra im kivin liba yotza v'imlav lo yotza. If a person is being kayir b'toyer and it comes time to say krishma, if he's mechavin to be yoitze, he's yoitze. And if he's not mechavin, he's not yoitze. Zok the Gemara, Shema, we know we learn from here, mitzvahs, tzrichos, kavona. A person does a mitzvah, he has to be mechavin. One of the integral parts of a kiyum mitzvah. And if a person does without kavona, he's not yoitze the mitzvah. Sfrek the Gemara, Mayim kivin liboy. What type of kavona does he have to have? Likrois. To read. V'hokokari, he's actually reading. He has to have in mind to read. He is reading. That itself should be the kavona to read. He's reading. He doesn't have to have kavona to read. Zokti Gemara is talking about a specific case. The kari lagia, he's not reading l'shem mitzvahs kriyashma. He's kari to be magia sefer Torah, and therefore, if he's not mechave in lotzeis, he's not yoitza. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach, Seif Dalid, brings down the two Shitois, and he says, the Mechaber says, Yesh Oimrim, She'ein Mitzvah Tzrichus Kavona, Yesh Oimrim, She'tzrichus Kavona, Lot says, Ba'asiyas Oiso Mitzvah. There are some that say that Mitzvah is not Tzrichus Kavona, and some say that Mitzvah is Tzrichus Kavona, Lot says, but Ba'asiyas Oiso Mitzvah, V'chein Halacha, says the Shulchan Aruch, that the Halacha is of a person, that a person has to be mechavein and mitzvah tzrichus kavona. Now, before we get into the very specifics of this halacha of mitzvah tzrichus kavona, just to clarify a few points. The din of mitzvah tzrichus kavona, as we have it, we pass in that a person must be mechavein. This is even to be yaitzed deraisa. It's not just the drabbanon dekadin. We learn from the Rashbam. So it brings down in Pesachim the Kufi Dalad Amid Beis Tibri Amas Chalaf Al Gav. That's the Parashas in Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and other places that it says that the Gemara brings down Zichur and Trua. It's Mashu that the Machloikis of Mitzvah Tzichus Kavon is even to gain the actual, the inherent Mitzvah Deraisa. It's not a Chumar Derabonon. It's to be Yoyitz the Mitzvah Deraisa. One must be mechaven. This is actually a prima godim that's mistatic with that, but the halacha l'chayre is that mitzvah tzrichus kavana, a person has to be mechaven whatever kavana is necessary in order to yoyitz the mitzvah deraisa. There is also a nidain, also a discussion in the poskim, if by mitzvahs derabbanon one must also be mechaven. Magen Avraham brings from the Radvaz that it's only by mitzvah deraisa this halacha of tzrichus kavana. However, in other places in Shulchan Aruch and the Gra in Siman Tov Pei Tes, there's also Mashma that to be with Kaim a Mitzvah Derabbanon, one needs to have Kavana Lizidan that we paskin Mitzvah is Tzrichus Kavana. Another point to be made is that this dinner Mitzvah Tzrichus Kavana is only the Chumra, but to be Makel, we do not rely. We are chayshish for the tzad that mitzvah is ein tzriches kavona, which means as follows: if a person does the mitzvah and let's say he does not fulfill the requisite of tzriches kavona, He doesn't have the proper kavanos, and he would only be yoitza according to the man the yomar mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. Says the Magen Avraham that even that if when he does the mitzvah again, he should not make a bracha. He should do the mitzvah on another time, because we pass the mitzvah tzriches kavana, and he did not fulfill the proper requirements, and he was not mechavein properly, and therefore he has to do mitzvah again. However, even though we pass the mitzvah tzriches kavana, we're still chayshesh, and we still are. We still include the shita of mitzvahs in tzriches kavana to be chayshish, not to make a bracha, because we pass savik brachas lahakel, and we should do the mitzvah again without making a bracha. Now, there's a very fundamental bach. The bach is the mefarish of the Shulchan Aruch on the side, the Bayis Chadosh, and the bach in two places brings the following ha'ara. The Shulchan Aruch, whenever he brings different mitzvahs, he does not necessarily bring the reasoning. It's not a reason. It's not a taimei mitzvahs. There are many rishonim that went into some of the taimei mitzvahs. The Shulchan Aruch was a psak halot, was written as a Shulchan Aruch lefanecha to deliver clear, concise psak halacha. And yet, the Shulchan Aruch in three places tells us that a person should do this mitzvah for this very reason. He says by sukkah, a person should sit in a sukkah. A person should put on tefillin. To put it on kidei. And by tzitzis also, he says, "V'yichavin yishul hakavon b'satvoy shetzivon ha'amakoy." In Simen Ches, in Tzitzis, in Simen Chofei, and Hilchas Tefillin, he tells us to do the mitzvah and to be mechavin a certain kavonis. And the Baruch is matmiya. Why is it that in these three specific mitzvahs, the Shulchan Aruch tells us to do the mitzvah and to be mechavin certain kavonis? Says the Baruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Ches, and also in Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Reish Chof Hei, that there are three places where the Torah actually tells us why we should be doing the mitzvah. The Torah says by the parsha of Tzitzis in Bamidbar Tezvav, Laman Tizku, Hatzitzis Kolatzoyz, we say in parsha of Krishma, that you should put on Tzitzis to remember the Rabbanish Laila. By Tefillin, the Torah says, "V'ha'iluchol la'isal yodechol l'man tia tiras Hashem v'ficho ki liot chazok ha'itziach Hashem v'mitzrayim." And by Sukkah, everybody knows the pasuk tells us, "L'man yedu deristeichem ki v'sukkah yisay shavti is bnei Yisrael." Zok to Bach, why is it that the Torah tells us these three places, l'man, and why is it that the Shulchan Aruch is so machpet to tell us the reason the Torah says? Because by these three mitzvahs, where the Torah tells us exactly, Laman, you should do it for this reason, there's an added extra kavana a person has to have in order to be mechavein, in order to be yaitza. Normally, a person has to be mechavein that I'm doing the mitzvah sabayre. A person shakes lulav and esreg, he has to be mechavein mitzvah shichas kavana, harini muchan mezum lekayim mitzvah sasei. However, in these three places, not only you have to have in mind that I'm doing a mitzvah, you have to have in mind also the reasoning behind why you're doing this mitzvah. You have to have these kavanas in mind, Dr. Bach, and if you don't have these kavanas in mind, says the Bach, you're into the mitzvah of a chlal. So there's an added kavana. Now what is the nafkamina between this kavana and the regular kavana for kiyama mitzvahs? Well, the obvious nafkamina is what the person has to be mechavein or to yaitza. Does the person have to be mechavein only la'atzis mitzvahs abayrei, v'kayim mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach, or does he have to have the specific reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom was mitzvah with these mitzvahs? But this lends itself and opens up another nafkamina, which is a nafkamina, a very serious nafkamina, And we'll introduce this nafkamina, which is something very fundamental that we have to know for kiyama mitzvahs, our daily obligation for kiyama mitzvahs. And we'll introduce this nafkamina with a bir alocha. The bir alocha brings down in Sin Samach, Chavetz Chaim says in Dibya Maschel v'yeshoimrim, he brings down the Bach and the Prima Gadim in Sin Ches that we just mentioned, and the Bach and the Sin Tofresh Chafei we just mentioned, that you need to be mekayim a very special mitzvah. Zokta ber alocha ulefize. The fide is bach. If a person gets called up to an aliyah and he's a little bit nervous and in his haste he grabs a talis from the shul and he puts it on and says birchas atayra and he does not mechaven the kavon of lamantinsku like the bach. He's says the Veralocha, he's mevatel, can be mevatel a mitzvah say of tzitzis. He's wearing tzitzis and not being a kaim the mitzvah. So the Veralocha looks for different ways to justify why a person might not be so terrible. He says because maybe he should be mechavin by tal shula. He maybe not be yoitz the mitzvah, but he's not mevatel a mitzvah of tzitzis because it's only shula. Ulai says the Be'aloch Shetamom, the Kivan Shein writes the Lubishas of Talas Veda Loiv Shalom, they covered a Torah. He's not doing a Lubishas Tzitzis, he's just putting on for covered a Torah. So there would be no obligation for Tzitzis, so he's not Mevatel the Mitzvahs of Sayyid Tzitzis. Which, just to review, it's a very interesting Be'aloch. The Be'aloch tells us, it's a big chiddush in the Bir Alocha, because if a person grabs a talis that has tzitzit on it, but he's not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzit according to the Bach, because he's not being mechavim properly, says the Bir Alocha, in this case you would be mevatel mitzvah say. Now arguably some could argue that you can't be mevatel mitzvah bishlam if you wear a talis without the tzitzit. You're mevatel mitzvah say, you're wearing a beged without the tzitzit. But to say that he's being mechaved, that he's wearing a talis with tzitzis, but since he's not having the proper kavono, he's mevatel the mitzvah because he's wearing a beged without the kiyum a mitzvah, that's very shver. It's a big chiddush in the Bir Alocha. But the Bir Alocha's story is that the Chofetz Chaim held that if a person wears a beged, even if it has tzitzis on it, kosher tzitzis, but he's not mechaved and he's not being actively yoitza the mitzvah of Levisha's tzitzis, so he's wearing a beggar without a mitzvah, he's a vatal mitzvah say, and the Bir Alocha tries to justify it and says no. And this talis, this levisha is not a levisha de chiyuva, because since he's just grabbing it and putting it on the cover of Torah, so that's not considered a levisha, that's mechaven tzitzis. So you know, so one can justify those who just grab the tzitzis without being mechaven according to the Bach. And they shouldn't worry that they're making a vatal mitzvah say of tzitzis, because for these two reasons, possibly there would not be any obligation of tzitzis. One is because you're not really wearing it out to levisha, you're wearing it out to kavod atayra. And another reason is because it's a talis shula, and maybe if you're mechaven shloi lotzeis, so then it wouldn't be a problem. But let us discuss a fundamental question in the Bach and in the Bir Alocha. Why does the Bir Alocha ask this question according to the Bach? The Chayra, he could ask this question according to everybody. We Paschal, we mentioned earlier, the Mechaber in Tzvin Tzamach brings down 2 days and he says, V'chein Alocha, that we Paschal Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona. So even if you don't hold like the Bach, if the person grabs a mitzvah of tzitzis and he puts it on without thinking, he can be Mevatel Mitzvah Seh, he's wearing tzitzis without being the kind of the mitzvah. The answer is based on a very fundamental Chayei Adam in Klal Samaches. Chayei Adam says as follows, Mr. Brewer brings it down in Simin Samach of Kotten Yud, that the din of Mitzvah Shichas Kavona is that we have to be Mechavin Lotzeis, the Mitzvah Dereisok Kemoi Shetzivono Abayre. Says the Chayei Adam that if a person does any one of the many mitzvahs that we face in our daily life, one has to ask himself, why is it that he's doing this act? Why is it that on Sukkot morning he goes to the refrigerator, prepares the four minim, takes out his esrig, turns upside down, and makes a bracha and shakes the esrig. Why in the person's right mind would he do that unless he's being mekayim the mitzvah? Says the Chai Adam, a very big kula, which is something that is very fundamental, and it's something that we're semich on, unfortunately, much too many times. When a person's doing a mitzvah and it's inherent in his action that he's doing it l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah lulav, esrog, matzah, whatever it is, so that alone, even if he does it stoma, that's as if he's being mechavin lotzeis avodas zaburi, because in his subliminal mind, he's definitely doing this k'moshe tzivano abayri. There's no other reason why he was doing it. So even if he doesn't have an active thought that hareini muchan mezum l'kayim mitzvah say, but he does the act k'moshe tzivano abayri, and there's no other reason why he would do it. So that is kavana. That's k'ilu kivin lotzeis. The only discussion that the Gemara brings down is if he's being kareb at Torah. He's doing it for taka for another reason. He's being takeh l'shir. He's taka doing it for a different reason than Gansen. There, im kivin liven yotza, im lav lo yotza. There, if he's takeh l'chavin lotzeis, he would be yotza. But since he's being takeh for a different reason, so that reason overrides the stoma, and that reason would pass the mitzvah to say of lulav and esrog, or of any other mitzvah that he does for a different reason, unless he's mechavin lahed yelotes and he switches his mindset, then he would need active kavana, but usually passive kavana would work. Says the Be'er Halacha, but what happens by tzitzis, where we have a taz? And the Taz has another chiddush, and this is another nafkamina between the kavana that a person has to have by sukkah and by tefillin and tzitzis. There, passive kavana would not work. There, we have to have actual kavana, because there's no stoma that he's doing it leman tia teres Hashem beficho. Even if a person taka is doing it for no other reason, just to be mechavin lotzis yidei chevosoi. But since Dr. Bach, a chiddush in these three places, wherever it says leman tizkeru, there the Torah fodders an elevated amount of kavana. In that case, says the Bach, if you're not mechavin actually to l'man tizkeru, l'man yedu dar yaseichem, you would not be yetzer the mitzvah. And that's why the Be'er Halacha only would ask this question according to the Bach, because a stama person who runs up and puts on a talis, he doesn't necessarily have to be mechavein lotes avodas zaburi, unless you say that there are other reasons. Kavanat Torah would be another reason, like his teretz. But in his kasha, the only reason he's putting on the shem mitzvah. So a person puts on tzitzis, he's obviously doing it for the mitzvah. He wants to be yotze a mitzvah. He doesn't have to be mechavein. But according to the Bach, where you need this elevated amount of kavana, there, of course, you can't be yotze that by just putting it on. You need active kavana, and if you don't have active kavana, you will not be yotze the mitzvah. Hayotze midvareinu. We pask in mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. Of course, the place can bring down that even though we said stoma would be yotze, but of course, like the minig by Anshe Maisa to say l'shem yichud kutcha berichu and to tzimichavein lotzeis mitzvah abayrei, and not to rely on the stoma of the mitzvah. If a person is yaitza, it does the mitzvah without active kavana, if he's doing this mitzvah for no other reason, we definitely can rely that he's yaitza his mitzvah, even if he doesn't have active kavana, because the circumstances are made that he's doing this l'shem mitzvah, and it's a non-sadi, and he's yaitza his mitzvah. There are three places of the Bach that you need specific kavana to be mechavein exactly why I'm doing it, where the Torah tells us a reason. And there, if you don't do that, the pashtus is according to the Bach, even though there are chulkim, but the pashtus is according to the Bach, if a person does these mitzvahs without active kavana, he would not be yoyed to the mitzvah. He needs active kavana, l'man tizkeru, l'man yedu dar yaseichem, l'man tia teres Hashem beficho. whenever a person is not yotze, we always choishish for those that hold mitzvah sichas kavana, and even if a person does choose to do the mitzvah again, it will be, it's definitely commendable to do the mitzvah again when the first time it was done without kavana, and when you do it again, you should not make a bracha and be nichnas into the sofik of itzos shem shemayim levatola, and the person should do the mitzvah again with the proper kavanos, and he should not recite a bracha on those mitzvahs.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.